Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, from Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio, on this cold and wintry, snowy day. Yes, indeed, as the snow comes down, at least it was when I came into the station here about 3:45. It was still snowing, and at least it wasn't blowing when I came in. It wasn't causing any drifting or anything. Not too much accumulation in Waldo, where I live. A little bit on the ground, but anyhow, 'tis the season still, right? We're still in the winter months. Spring has not yet come, but we're looking forward to it anyhow, aren't we? Yes, indeed. I hope you're having a great day. Hope you're staying warm. Hope you're staying dry in out of the snow. And glad to have you on board here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Hey, I got an announcement here. Thursday, tomorrow, Stewart's Drive-In Root Beer Stand, located at 1036 North Main Street, will be opening for its 95th season. And the radio station will be celebrating by giving away a root beer float during Now with Scott Spears from 8:10 to 10 a.m. and the Charlie Evers Show from 10:10 a.m. to 12 p.m. tomorrow. So a couple chances to win a root beer float to Stewart's Drive-In Root Beer Stand. And also tune in tomorrow night from 7:10 to 8 p.m. The radio station will be doing a live remote from Stewart's tomorrow night, 7:10 to 8 p.m., and they'll be joined by 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. So it should be a good time and a lot of fun to listen to. So be sure to tune into that, and maybe during the broadcast, to slip out to Stewart's and get you a big old Coney dog or something. That's what I like to get from Stewart's, is a foot-long Coney with some onion rings, some cheese sticks, and whatever else I feel like getting at the time. And, of course, got to get a root beer while you're out there. And good to be knowing that they're opening for their 95th season. Hey, I also want to thank Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH Radio. Hey, I want to remind you that I do have a website for the show. You can check that out at radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. And you can see offbeat news, recipes, bunch of different things on there, so check that out. And of course, the radio station's website is wwgh1071.com. You can listen to show archives and find out a bunch of information on there as well. My email address is always radionateosu@gmail.com. Hey, that's a lot to remember, but there you go. That's my contact information. Well, today we are giving away a $20 gift card to Perkins. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. That's our monthly gift, so that includes everybody that has called all month long. So you'll want to get signed up for another chance to win this $20 gift card to Perkins. All you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question, and I'll put you in the mix for this $20 gift card to Perkins. You can go out there and get yourself a good meal. I like to go out and get the Granny's Country Omelet. I like to get breakfast food when I go there. Granny's Country Omelet with hash browns and wheat toast. That's what I like to get out there, and a Coke. Yes, indeed. Sometimes get orange juice, but that's what I like to get when I go out to Perkins. So a $20 gift card to Perkins. If you call and answer a trivia question, and here's the trivia questions. That we have. Our phone number is 740-383-9944. The fictional detective Sherlock Holmes lives at 221 Baker Street in which city? The fictional detective Sherlock Holmes lives at 221 Baker Street in which city? From Ireland, we get the lucky four-leaf clover. What do the leaves stand for? From Ireland, we get the lucky four-leaf clover. What do the leaves stand for? What underwater city does SpongeBob SquarePants call home? What underwater city does SpongeBob SquarePants call home? What is the most used language in the world? What is the most used language in the world? It's not Chinese. This is an easy answer. 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to any of those trivia questions, give me a call, and I'll put you in the drawing for a $20 Perkins gift card. Here's the first call of the day coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing good. How are you?
All right. You keeping warm?
Yeah, I'm keeping warm. The station's got the heat cranked up, so I'm good.
Right. Would English be the answer?
What is
the most used? The most used language in the world would be English?
Yeah, the most language in the world is English.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Very good.
Yep.
Very good. Is the snow still coming down in your part of the town?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. You're going to get a little accumulation, I think.
Right. Hey, I couldn't get up here today to get that fly, so I'll get up here tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
I had appointments, so I just couldn't get up here.
Okay. Yep, it's still sitting on the table for you with your name on it.
All right. I'll get up here and get it tomorrow.
Okay. Hey, buddy, what's on the menu for tonight?
Tonight's menu is leftovers. I'm giving them leftovers.
Giving them leftovers tonight. All right.
Yep. It's leftover Wednesday night tonight.
Leftover Wednesday night.
Yep.
Sounds good.
All right.
Hey, take care, Bob. All right.
Yeah, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Bob Austin, first call of the day to answer a trivia question right there here at 740-383-9944. And we have another call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good on this snowy day.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. It's winter time.
It sure is. Still winter. Not
right.
Spring yet.
Sherlock Holmes lives in London.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes lives in London.
21B Baker.
Yep.
I like to listen to the old-time radio, you know, and that's pretty popular.
Yeah.
Series.
Yeah, sure is. Yep, he's a Sherlock Holmes, a good old boy, isn't he?
Yep. Dr. Watson, his partner.
Yeah, Dr. Watson.
Yeah. All right.
Well, buddy, I appreciate you listening and taking the time to give me a call today.
Thank you, Nate.
All right, take care, Ernie.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Ernie Brees checking in, answering a trivia question here at 740-383-9944. Hey, what has melting ice created at the North Pole? What has melting ice created at the North Pole? Who was the first president to live in the White House? Who was the first president to live in the White House? Where does the Pope live? Where does the Pope live? Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, SpongeBob lives in Bikini Bottom.
Yeah, SpongeBob lives in Bikini Bottom. SpongeBob's an interesting looking character, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, how are you doing in your neck of the woods?
Oh, not too bad.
Are you getting snow down that way?
No, not yet. We're just getting rain.
Just getting rain. Yep. Okay. Well, you're south of 70, so that seems to be the line. So.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you. I hope maybe you. Maybe you avoid it.
We're hoping so.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the phone call and appreciate you listening out there today.
Right. You have a good day.
Hey, you too. All right. Thank you. Bye bye. David Avery calling in 740-383-9944. Here comes another one. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Gary Lyons.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
Doing pretty good, buddy. Hey, can I still answer that one question about SpongeBob?
Yeah, go ahead.
Was that Bikini Bottom?
Yeah, Bikini Bottom, where old SpongeBob's from.
Hey, the reason I know that, Nate, is when my great-grand over, I have two of them, like SpongeBob. So I have to sit and watch SpongeBob. So that's how I know that answer there, my man. Hey. Watching SpongeBob with the great-grandkids.
There you go. There you go.
So, hey, I heard you on. Thought I'd give you a call, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate it, Gary, and I'll put your name in for the Perkins gift card.
All right. I'll cross my fingers.
Yeah, cross your fingers. There you go, buddy.
Okay, brother.
All
hey, you're,
right.
you're coming good. You're sounding good. Catch you later.
Hey, catch you later, Gary. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye. I used to work with Gary Lyons at the radio station in Upper Sandusky, and we worked together and had just good time together. And he's, of course, with the Lyons family, the singing group from here in Marion. So he's a great singer, too. Hi, we're on the air.
John Adams. John Adams.
Yes, John Adams was the first president to live in the White House. All right, and what is your name?
What's your name? Tell me your name.
Noah.
All right, Noah. We will put you in the drawing, buddy. And you have a good day, okay?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. We love it when the kids call up and answer a trivia question. And everybody's welcome here at the Offbeat News and Trivia. So give us a call. Got a flurry of them coming in today. Hi, we're on the air.
I think the Pope lives at the Vatican, which is his location.
Yes, the Pope lives at the Vatican. That's what I'm looking for. How are you doing today?
Just fine. Watching the snow.
Watching the snow. And is this Janet Durst?
It is Janet Durst.
All right. Good to hear from you, Janet.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. We missed you the 1 week you were off.
Well, thank you. I miss being here. I would rather be here than in bed at any day of the week.
That's for sure.
Well, hey, I appreciate you listening and for giving us a call today.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We had, got several of these answered here. So that is very good. I got a couple of pages to tell you. The next time around, we will get to an offbeat news story now. Before the break here, we got a little time here before the break. I want to tell you about a pizzeria in France. Announced it broke a Guinness World Record by cooking up a pizza featuring 257 different varieties of cheese. Benoit Bruel, manager of Delice Pizza in Lyon, unveiled a pizza Saturday featuring 257 different varieties of cheese. Bruel said he had originally only planned to include 254 varieties of cheese, but he ended up adding three more to round out the flavor profile. The pizza unofficially broke the Guinness World Record for most variety of cheese on a pizza. The previous record, 154 varieties of cheese, was broken in September of 2018 by pizza chef Johnny D. Francesco, the 400 Grotti restaurant in Melbourne, Australia. Brule said he is working on gathering the required evidence to have his pizza recognized by Guinness as a new record holder. Boy, I'll tell you, I like a cheese pizza as much as the next guy. But 257 varieties of cheese? Boy, you try to bite into that puppy, and I imagine the string cheese would be something else, wouldn't it? You chew that, the string comes out, and you probably have to cut it off with scissors to be to be able to eat the thing, probably. But anyhow, they did it. Made it, and looks like a new Guinness World Record. Hey, feel free to email me anytime. I'd love to hear from you. RadioNateOSU at gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU at gmail.com. I'd love to see your offbeat news stories. Somebody sent me a joke one time. That'd be fine, too. And we will be back after these words on WWGH 107.1.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, a Pennsylvania family was reunited with their dog 28 hours after the toy poodle was carried off by a hawk. Wow. Deborah Faustione of Whitehall, Allegheny County, said her 16-year-old dog, Portia, who is deaf and blind, was snatched out of the home's upper back deck Thursday. Faustione said she gathered a group of friends and searched the area long into the night, but there were no signs of the toy poodle or the bird of prey who grabbed her. "I was crying my eyes out. She is my life. My dogs are my life," Faustione told WTAE-TV. Faustione said she was shocked to receive a call the next afternoon from Banfield Pet Hospital saying they had her dog. The animal hospital said Portia had been found by a neighbor about four blocks from her home. The dog was cold and lethargic, but didn't have any broken bones. Boy, that's a little miracle for that little dog there. Being stolen by a hawk? That hawk probably dropped that dog probably a pretty good distance, too, and did not have any broken bones? Wow. An Illinois family said a wall in their 9-year-old daughter's bedroom has been picking up radio signals for years, and no one knows why. Richard Smith said voices and music were repeatedly heard inside the wall in daughter Brianna's room at their Lockport home, and the family eventually determined something inside the wall was picking up a local AM radio station. The station, Christian radio station AM 1160, owned by Salem Media Group, sent out an engineer to investigate, but was unable to identify the issue. He said, "I gotta be honest with you, I don't know what is acting as a speaker. There is nothing I can explain of why you're actually hearing it," Smith told WLS-TV. He said the wall was opened up and the electrical grounding was examined, but the family was still unable to figure out where the radio station was being picked up. How would you like to have WWGH coming in through your wall? All the time. There you go. We just automatically just come through the wall. Well, that's what's happening with that local radio station there. Unbelievable. It is time for On This Day in History. We are at February 26th. Going to be Leap Day before too long. Do you do anything special for Leap Day? I don't think I do anything special for Leap Day. What do you do on Leap Day? I don't know. I don't know if you leap around or exactly what you do on Leap Day. But anyhow, February the 26th, today, 1815, in the year 1815, Napoleon Bonaparte escaped from the island of Elba. He then began his second conquest of France. 1848, the Second French Republic was proclaimed. 1863, U.S. President Lincoln signed the National Currency Act. 1870, in New York City, the first pneumatic-powered subway line was opened to the public. 1881, on this date, SS Ceylon, or Ceylon, began his worldwide cruise, beginning in Liverpool, England. 1907, on this date, the U.S. Congress raised their own pay to $7,500. 1916, Mutual signed Charlie Chaplin to a film contract. 1919, in Arizona, the Grand Canyon was established as a national park with an act of the U.S. Congress. 1929, U.S. President Coolidge signed a bill creating the Grand Teton National Park. 1930, New York City installed traffic lights. 1933, a groundbreaking ceremony was held at Crissy Field at the Golden Gate Bridge. And in 1945, on this date, in the U.S., a nationwide midnight curfew went into effect. It didn't say that was for young people, so I suppose that was for everybody. You had to be in by midnight. Couldn't be out and about. Okay, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered. 740-383-9944. All you need to do is call and answer one, and I'll put you in a drawing for a $20 Perkins gift card. We're going to draw a name at 4:55 this afternoon. This is our monthly drawing, so it includes everybody that called all month. So 4:55 this afternoon, we'll find out who the lucky winner of this $20 Perkins gift card is. From Ireland, we get the lucky four-leaf clover. What do the leaves stand for? Okay, so it's a four-leaf clover, so four things. Looking for four things that the four-leaf clover stands for. What has melting ice created at the North Pole? What has melting ice created at the North Pole? Female peacocks tend to choose males with tails that feature the what? Female peacocks tend to choose males with tails that feature what? What animal might you find out at night in the desert? What animal might you find out at night in the desert? 740-383-9944 if you know. How do honeybees tell each other where to find flowers? How do honeybees tell each other where to find flowers? What word describes someone who can speak two languages? What word describes someone who can speak two languages? And Hans Christian Andersen wrote a famous fairy tale about a girl who could feel wet food under the mattress. I think we actually did this a couple weeks ago. Hans Christian Andersen wrote a famous fairy tale about a girl who could feel wet food underneath her mattress. 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to any of the trivia questions, give us a call. We have one call coming in right now. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, someone who can speak more than two languages is bilingual.
Yes, bilingual. That's what I'm looking for. Is this Becky Thacker?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Becky, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Doing good out in this snow.
This snow's... I heard we're supposed to get 1 to 3 inches of it, that's what I heard.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. So, I guess hang on and wait for it, right?
Yeah, that's all we can do.
Yep, and just wait on that spring to get here.
Yeah, we can't wait for that. Okay, you have a good day, Nate.
Hey, you too. Thanks for calling and listening.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 740-383-9944 is our telephone number, and we have another phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I think that was Princess and the Pea. Was that classic?
Yeah, that classic story was Princess and the Pea. That is right.
All right.
And who's this? I'll get you signed up for this Perkins gift card.
Jeff Smith?
All
yes.
Right, Jeff. We have got you down and got you all signed up, buddy.
Now, do we have to listen and call back in?
No. Well, no, you don't have to call back in. You can just listen and see if you're the winner at 4:55 this afternoon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you listening.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see if any more comes in here. Yes, here's another call coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
Melting ice makes a lake.
Melting ice makes a lake up at the North Pole. That's exactly right. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. And what is your name?
Lucas.
All right, Lucas. We have got you signed up for the drawing, buddy, and you have a good night, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Oh, what do we do? We hear from two kids today? I believe so. All right. That is pretty cool. Okay. Let's see if we got any more phone calls coming in here. And I'm going to tell you about a chocolate factory that is over in Canton, Ohio. Harry London Chocolate Factory. Okay. Here we go. All right. Looks like I might be safe for now. You can tell yourself that you're taking the 45-minute tour of the Harry London Chocolate Factory in Canton for educational purposes, but the truth is, you want to sample the goods. And who wouldn't? The largest candy store in the Midwest has some 500 varieties of freshly made treats, from peanut butter Crispy Joys to freshly minted edible $100 bills to chocolate-covered pretzels, large or small. Hi, we're on the air.
The princess fell under the bed.
Yes, the princess had the pee under the bed. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. And what is your name, and I'll sign you up for the drawing?
Allison.
Allison? All right, Allison. We will sign you up for the Perkins gift card, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling and listening, all right?
All right.
All right, have a good night.
All right, you
okay.
Too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, at the Chocolate Factory, there are peanut butter Buckeyes as well as all manner of bonbons, truffles, and caramels, and even a complete line of sugar-free candies, which are probably similar calorie-wise but won't raise your insulin level through the roof. Even thinking about the place is mouth-watering. And they've been doing it for a while, at least since 1922, when steelworker Harry London decided to quit his job and turn full-time chocolatiering, a craft he learned from his father Gilbert. Thus, an enterprise was born from the family kitchen and into American waistlines. Tours take place weekdays, and you'll experience the creating, molding, wrapping, and packaging and storing of various concoctions depending on what day it is. There's also a Chocolate Hall of Fame consisting of plaques honoring various innovators. But hey, along with the aforementioned samples, you can get $2 off any regular price of $20. So there's the Chocolate Factory. Got to take a break. We'll be back after these words right here.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
This is Scott Spears, and today we jump into the audio archive to remember one of my favorite guests, a lady who appeared on my program maybe more than anybody else, Phyllis Diller. Phyllis died at age 95.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH Radio. I want to tell you about the radio station's website. You can find archives of all the shows, including this one, all the way back to April when we started. You can listen to every single broadcast since then by just clicking Show Archives. by going to wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. You can also listen live. Maybe you're in a part of Marion where the station comes in. Maybe it's a little bit staticky and crackly. Well, crackly, I don't know if that's a word. But anyways, you can click on Listen Live and listen to that. You can also check out my show website, which is radionate.webs.com. You can find recipes up there. You can find offbeat news, word of the day, and just a variety of things. Radionate.webs.com. That's WEBS. So those are some things to check out. By the way, we have some new prize pickup hours. Monday is 4 to 6 p.m. Tuesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Wednesday, it says 4 to 6, but we're actually only here till 5, because I'm here until 5, and then there's nothing that follows me, at least as of yet. So Wednesday is technically 4 to 5 p.m. Thursday, 10 to noon, and Friday, 10 to noon. And those are the prize pickup hours that you can come and pick up in case you're one of our winners, okay? So there's a little bit of housekeeping for you there. It is time for the weird word of the week. So head down with me to our little classroom. Head down the long hallway, make a right, and have a seat. And I've written on the chalkboard today's weird word of the week. It's phronesis. 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 It's a noun. The definition, wisdom in determining ends and the means of attaining them. Wisdom in determining ends and the means of attaining them. The origin of phronesis goes back into the year 1885 to 1890. So an old word today, phronesis, for you right here on WWGH. Offbeat News and Trivia. My name's Nate Redmond, and I'm in Air Chair 1. And feeling good. Hope you're feeling good out there, even though it is a wintry day. Hopefully you're by your furnace or your heater and you're staying warm and staying dry. Okay, let's see if we can answer just a few more trivia questions here before we draw our winner. We have 5 minutes until we draw our winner. From Ireland, we get the lucky four-leaf clover. What do the leaves stand for? Four things. From Ireland, we get the lucky four-leaf clover. What do the leaves stand for? Stands for four things, okay? What is the name of the hairdo that was popular in the 1960s? What is the name of the hairdo that was popular in the 1960s? 740-383-9944. In the song, On Top of Spaghetti, which I'm not familiar with this song, but if you are, let me know. In the song, On Top of Spaghetti, what was lost when somebody sneezed? In the song, On Top of Spaghetti, what was lost when somebody sneezed? Female peacocks tend to choose males with tails that feature what? Female peacocks tend to choose males with tails that feature what? What animal might you find out at night in the desert? What animal might you find out at night in the desert? Hi, we're on the air.
That would be meatball. My poor meatball was lost.
Yes, I'm not familiar with that song. But
yeah, it goes on top of spaghetti all covered with cheese. I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed. It rolled out, you know.
Okay, very good. Well, Ralph, how's your day going?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Sitting here looking out the back, watching it snow.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Just sit inside and just watch it come down.
Yeah, I just let me watch my toys out there, toy palms out there running around rolling in it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I thought I'd give a quick call in there when I knew that one.
All right. Well, I'm glad you did. Glad you did.
All right. You have a good day and a safe trip home, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Ralph Thacker giving us a call here. And we have 2 minutes until the drawing. And that's all the trivia that I have for you. So we answered quite a few questions here this afternoon. So I appreciate all the phone calls. And we have a nice stack of names of folks that played and called in for this $20 Perkins gift card. And we'll find out who the winner is. This is our monthly gift, so it includes names from everybody from all month long. So we will find out who the winner is. Hey, we got another call coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
I know the one for the four-leaf clover.
Oh, the four-leaf clover, yes.
Faith, love, hope, and luck.
Yes, that's right. Very good. And who's this? I'll get you signed up.
April.
Oh, April. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I didn't recognize you there. All right. You disguised your voice on me today. All right. We got you signed up. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let me thank everybody that called in. We want to thank Bob Austin, David Avery, Allison, Lucas, Noah, Ernie Brees, Becky Thacker, Janet Durst, Jeff Smith, Ralph Thacker, and April. Thank you, everybody, for calling in today. And we appreciate it. Okay, we have got everybody from all month long in the stack here. It is 4:55, so it's time to find out who won. And again, we're drawing for a $20 gift card to Perkins Restaurant here in Marion. It is a delicious place to eat. Okay. Close my eyes here, pick out a winner from down in the middle here to make it all fair and everything. And the winner is Noah. Noah, you are our winner of this Perkins gift card. So congratulations. Again, the prize pickup hours to the station here. By the way, we are located at 165 West Center Street, the corner of Center and Prospect Street. You can come there in the Ohio Health Building, take the elevator to the second floor, and you can pick up the prize here. This prize will be waiting for you Monday from 4 to 6 p.m., Tuesday 4 to 6 p.m., Wednesday technically 4 to 5 p.m., Thursday 10 to noon, and Friday 10 to noon. And those are the prize pickup hours. So congratulations, Noah, for winning that prize. And I wish I could give you all a prize. A Christmas and Thanksgiving, we gave away several. We'll do that again here in the near future, and maybe to celebrate spring or maybe to celebrate Easter or something like that. But thank you to everybody that called. It means a lot to have you ring my phone. I appreciate it very much. And call every week. And next week we'll have something else to give away. I don't know what it is yet, but we'll just figure it out when we get there. All right. It is time for Ladies' Corner real quick. And I have salted chocolate pecan pie. Salted chocolate pecan pie is today's recipe. Here's what you need. 1 ready-to-use refrigerated pie crust. 2 teaspoons flour divided. 3 eggs. 1 cup light corn syrup. 1 cup sugar. 2 tablespoons butter melted. 1 teaspoon vanilla. 1 cup pecan halves. 2 ounces of semi-sweet chocolate, coarsely chopped, and 1/2 teaspoon of coarse sea salt. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 400 degrees. Unroll pie crust. Sprinkle with half the flour. Turn, sprinkle with remaining flour. Press firmly onto bottom and upside of 9-inch pie plate. Flute the edges. Whisk next 5 ingredients until blended. Stir in nuts. Pour into crust. Sprinkle with chocolate. Bake 15 minutes. Reduce oven temperature to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Continue baking 30 to 35 minutes or until top is puffed and lightly browned. Cool completely, sprinkling with salt after 15 minutes. So there's salted chocolate pecan pie. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page by going to just searching Radio Nate in the Facebook, and it'll pop up with a picture, and there you go. You can also search it by going to my website, radionate.webs.com. Click on recipes. That'll take you to the Craft West Recipes website, and you can type in salted chocolate pecan pie, and it'll pop up there as well. It is quitting time. Yes, indeed. I need to get out of here and head on down the road to Waldo. And it has been a joy to be with you today. We're here with you every Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. You can catch us in the archives at wwgh1071.com. Just look for the name of the show, Offbeat News and Trivia. And you can listen to us at your leisure. Okay, feel free to email me anytime, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night from 7:10 to 8 p.m. The station will be doing a live broadcast from Stewart's Drive-In Root Beer Stand. That'll be a lot of fun. Until next time, see you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1.